popular now, but will he be tomorrow? At about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Governor Cuomo will unveil his first state budget. The plan could include $1 billion in cuts to New York City schools and tens of thousands of layoffs of state workers. As WNYC's Ozzie Paberer reports, some lawmakers are quietly bracing for a tough budget season.
Andrew Cuomo was about to make a lot of people unhappy. Not that you'd know it.
71% have a favorable impression of him, and 48% say he's doing either an excellent or good job.
Pollster Lee Marengoff of the Marist Poll, speaking on a local news show. Cuomo's popularity right now in New York is universal.
We hear so much about polarization in our politics today. Andrew Cuomo is not a polarizing figure. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, New York City, the suburbs and upstaters, all pretty much saying, I kind of like this guy.
All that is expected to end rather soon when Cuomo unveils his budget, which will show exactly how he plans on reducing state spending without raising taxes, which he's pledged not to do. To hear Cuomo describe it, he's just fixing the mess that was handed to him when he took office a month ago.
National economic decline on top of a state that just has been spending too much money for too long. And those two facts are now compounding. And the chickens are coming home to roost.
All that spending, those chickens coming home to roost, the governor is talking about decisions made year in and year out by legislators in Albany. But unlike his predecessor, Cuomo isn't trying to steamroll them into submission. He's hitting them over the head with flattery, like in his State of the State speech.
The New York State Legislature is the best legislature historically in the nation. The most talented people. That is who we are. And that's who we can be again.
Cuomo's plan is to cut, and cut deep. Cut state spending, not just the rate of growth, for the first time since the mid-90s. Cap property taxes for the first time ever. And slash the size of the state workforce by as many as 10,000 people. Cuomo is selling these cuts at breakfast and dinners with senior lawmakers, serving them Chardonnay and swordfish, as he talks about the need to slash $10 billion in spending. But not everyone is served the same meal.
I think the most generous way I could describe it is light refreshments.
That's Hakeem Jeffries, a Democratic assemblyman from Brooklyn. He was at the governor's mansion last week with colleagues from the Bronx and Westchester.
Clearly, it was consistent with the notion that we are in austere times and the days of wine and roses are over. And it was made clear to us in advance of the meeting, don't cancel your dinner plans.
While Jeffries said Cuomo made a convincing argument for the need to cut, there's only so far legislators are willing to go.
We can't devastate education, and we can't devastate healthcare, but there is an opportunity to find waste, fraud, and abuse within the system.
That in itself probably won't be enough to plug the $10 billion gap. What the governor's budget address is likely to propose are cuts to education and healthcare. But those workforces are heavily unionized and have a lot of political clout. Spokespeople for the unions say Cuomo is reaching out to them. So, where's the money going to come from? Assembly Democrats say renew a tax on people making more than $200,000 annually. The governor and Republicans who control the state Senate oppose that tax. But Jeff Dinowitz, an assemblyman of the Bronx, argues they can do it because, really, where else are rich people going to go?
I don't think they can just pick up and leave. There's no place to run. Other states are considering raising taxes, and other states are facing similar difficulties, just as we are in New York.
Cuomo presents his budget tomorrow in Albany. And aides say he's prepared to wage a full court press to win support for it by the April 1 deadline. For WNYC, I'm Ozzie Paberer.